So we're talking about annexation of the West Bank. What does that mean, Mariam, for the people of the West Bank?
It means more displacement. It means pushing Palestinian families out of their lands. And we're seeing this increase. The level of outposts being erected in the last 15 months has been unprecedented. And at the same time, primarily the American government, with support from Europe as well and Canada, they have left the Palestinians completely defenseless. Palestinians are not allowed to have an army. Palestinians are not allowed to confront Israeli soldiers that are invading their homes. Now, we must remember that the Israeli military is carrying out an offensive on Jenin, which is in the West Bank, which Israeli presence is deemed illegal under international law. And the UN has voted as Israel being illegally present in the West Bank and Gaza. So what that means is more violence, but also it's sinister in that the continued arming of Israel with D9 bulldozers, with Blue 109 bombs, and then the stripping of Palestinians, not just of the right to self-determination, but any capacity to survive. Things like not condemning the cutting off of water from families or electricity or denying the medical capacity and access. It's a very slow slaughter of Palestinians. So if you survive a bullet, you don't know if you're going to survive daily life.
And Mariam, could you also talk about, you've written about this, the fact that this Operation Iron Wall coincides with the longest and most lethal campaign by the Palestinian Authority also on Jenin.
Yes. Yes. So what we're seeing in this operation, which the Israeli military spokes released a statement today saying it is the most advanced operation of its kind in the region and in the area. What we are seeing is direct coordination and collaboration with the Palestinian Authority, which has arrested journalists in the past few days who have covered Jenin, and they have arrested resistance fighters, and we have heard reports of them facing torture at the hands of the Palestinian Authority. Now, it's really important to recognize that Operation Iron Wall comes just a day after the Palestinian Authority allegedly ended its six-week-long siege on Jenin refugee camp, where they cut electricity from families, where they denied them access to medical care and even targeted medics in a similar fashion to Israel. So what we're really seeing is a proxy army for Israel and the Israeli army really targeting Palestinians in the West Bank right now who have no one protecting them, essentially, other than the small groups of resistance fighters who are realistically no match to the power and technology that Israel has and the coordination with the Palestinian Authority.
Mariam Barghouti, do you think Israel is using the siege on Jenin to indirectly break the ceasefire deal in Gaza?
No. What we also need to remember is that even before October 7th, Israeli officials and politicians, as well as military commanders, were calling for a large-scale invasion of the West Bank. This has been a procedure that has been placed in effect long before October 7th. It has also, we do know that this operation was planned in tandem with the ceasefire negotiations. So we know it is pre-planned, but it's also important to recognize that the ultimate goal of Israeli colonial practice is to push Palestinians out. So it doesn't necessarily have to be an obstruction to the ceasefire, but it does act and align with Israel's overall goal.
Mariam Barghouti, we want to thank you for being with us. Palestinian writer and journalist based in Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. We'll link to your new article at Dropsite News. Israel invades Jenin days after signing Gaza ceasefire. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warren, Afterina Nadira, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Honey Masood, Hannah Elias. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DiFilippo, Miguel Noguera, Hugh Grant, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude, Dennis McCormick, Matt Ely, Anna Ozbeck, Emily Anderson, Dante Torrieri, and Buffy St. Marie Hernandez. To sign up for our daily digest, go to democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
ever lose your keys, is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando.
Everybody ready? Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to another action-packed episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or The Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Amanda Richard, and I'm so glad you've joined us. We've got a liquored-up set, we've got a couple of interviews, we've got a folk rock set, we've got a gospel set. I think you name it, we've got it. Everything except shoegazing. Sorry about that, Sally. All right, let's go ahead and get things started. Here comes a cautionary tale, to some extent, from Jim Ed Brown.
The piano is lonely. The crowd left with the band. The dead smoke is settling. I'm drinking again. The bar stools are lonely. They're my only friend. 'Cause they understand why I'm drinking again. The jukebox is silent. No more will it spin. I spent all my money. I'm drinking again. All alone with these memories. She's now with my friend. They married this evening. I'm drinking again. The piano is lonely. The crowd left with the band. The dead smoke is settling. I'm drinking again. I'll leave now, you're closing. But I won't pretend. They'll point and they'll whisper. He's drinking again. They'll point and they'll whisper. He's drinking again.
Honey, you look like fly paper. face. And I know that you like honky tonks, but does it have to be at our place? Your idea of romance is sleeping with the TV. Honey, you got a drinking problem.
In the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Rowland Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
Yonder come a baby all dressed in blue. Hey baby, what you gonna do? Cocaine all around my brain. Hey baby, come out quick. This old cocaine is making me sick. Cocaine all around my brain. Baby, all dressed in white. Hey, baby, gonna stay all night. Cocaine all around my brain. Hey, baby, come out quick. It's old cocaine and make me say, cocaine all around my brain. Come on, baby, I'm dressed in blue. Hey, baby, what you gonna do? Cocaine all around my brain. Hey, baby, I'm coming all quick. It's old cocaine and making me sick. Cocaine all around my brain.
It fell by the way. When whiskey and blood run together, did you hear anyone pray? I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray. When I heard the crash on the highway, I knew what it was from the start. I went to the scene of destruction, and a picture was stamped on my heart. There was whiskey and blood all together, mixed with glass where they lay. Death laid her hand in destruction, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I could change this sad story that I am now telling you, but there is no way I can change it, for somebody's life is now through. Their soul has been called by the master. They died in a crash on the way. I heard the groans of the dying, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
You listen to Spencer and Raines play Stony Point from their 2019 release, The Skeleton Keys. I'll tell you what's been going on around here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you are located. We began the show with a cautionary liquor upset. Jim Ed Brown got us started with Drinking Again from his 1973 album Barrooms and Papa Tops. Then Audrey Old gave us Drinking Problem. Yeah, you've got a drinking problem. That drinking problem is me. Yeah, she's going to kick him out. That's from our 2013 record, Tonk. And after the PSA, we heard Ramblin' Jack Elliott do a version of Gary Davis's Cocaine Blues from Jack Elliott's South Coast record, which came out in 1995. And the last thing we heard was Wreck on the Highway, that great old gospel number from Roy Acuff. That was an early version of it, I think recorded, I'm going to guess, around 1940. Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys, Wreck on the Highway. So, blood and whiskey mixed together, but I didn't hear nobody pray. All right, coming up next, we've got two really fine interviews with two artists that Brian Junker has invited to come to Pittsburgh to appear. Well, one already lives in Pittsburgh, to come to UU Songspace on Saturday, the 25th of January. And UU Songspace, for those of you listening in Pittsburgh, is located at the First Unitarian Church up on Morwood Avenue. First up, we've got a conversation with a Pittsburgh area singer-songwriter named Morgan Arena. And she's lived here, I think, about 14 years now. And you'll hear in this interview, and also in the next interview we'll do with the other artists appearing that night, Chrissy Strong, that both artists have used music as a way to help them with recovery. So here comes our conversation with Morgan Arena.
just heard Morgan Arena do, Are You Happy? And Morgan, are you?
I am. Sometimes.
That's a really cool song. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so that is my last single, which I released 500 years ago. It's funny. I have a hard time talking about how and why I wrote songs because I can never remember. But this one, I think, is just a mix of, like, relationship stuff and alcoholism and just trying to figure everything out. I wrote it a really long time ago.
You're one of these artists that I think is really cool. If one checks out your YouTube page, it's like, oh, look, Morgan's gone into her recording closet again.
It is a closet. It's literally my clothes closet. So.
Well, I mean, it feels like you've invited us into your cozy and intimate music space.
Yeah, I like that. You know, it's everything's so polished nowadays, and I'm like, I think I'm like stuck in the 90s or something, where I just like real and raw, and I just, if I think of a song, I've like written a song, and then I will record it, and then I'll just post it, and not even think about it. Sometimes I feel like that's like the best way to do things. I don't know. I'm not polished.
I think some musicians have done that, where they're not like looking straight to drive things to market, but just to get the music out there.
Yeah, I think so. I tend to feel like my music is kind of like journaling, where it's just, there you have it. And if you relate to it, good. It's my way of making people not feel so alone, because I've felt alone a lot in my life. So I didn't even really think about it until right now, but like just inviting people into my intimate space with my intimate songs is kind of like saying, hey, like, I'm here for you. Like, you're not alone.
You will not be alone on Saturday, January 25th, because the reason we're chatting with you is you and Chrissy Starr are going to be appearing at UU Song Space at the First Unitarian Church in Pittsburgh.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. It's a really great space. Yeah, it has really good, like, natural reverb, which is a big thing for me. And it's just such a welcoming space, too.
Now, it strikes me that your songwriting is very different than some people's. Do you have a specific process, or do you just sort of, like, write when it moves you?
Usually that. I've tried to force myself to write stuff before, like, if I'm stuck in a rut. And it usually isn't that great. I usually do have to wait until, I don't know, so I get inspired, you know? Like, as weird as that sounds, but almost like there's a muse. And so if that muse comes in and says, hey, let's write a song. And I, like, I can't do anything else but listen. It's like I'm possessed. But in other senses, I do use it as, like, a journaling in a way. Just to get out some emotions, especially if I'm going through like a hard time with something, it's a really good way to kind of get stuff out, so I'm not bottling it all in.
So in some ways you're inviting other people to come share your experience, and I guess you expect that may help them a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I know that everyone's probably having a difficult time to some degree, and I just, like I said, like, I've been very lonely in my life and at times, and I just don't want anyone to feel that way. And if they're struggling, like, I write a lot about addiction, I write a lot about relationship issues, I mean, who doesn't? And I write a lot about, like, family stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And those are three issues that I've had in my life constant. So I really don't want people to feel like they don't have anyone.
I think your songs help people. I mean, I get the sense that I've had this experience, you might have this experience too.
Yeah, I mean, like, I grew up listening to, you know, a lot of people that were very honest in their songs, and I think that kind of showed me that I can do the same. It's interesting because sometimes I feel like I know other songwriters around me write honestly, but I think sometimes I'm too honest, and I think that that is a little jarring sometimes. So I'm like conflicted sometimes if I should hold back or not. but honestly, I don't know if I can.
You've been able to write hundreds and hundreds of songs. I mean, this is really very helpful for you, too, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think I'm up to I don't know, maybe 900 now. I mean, not that everyone's heard every song, but yeah, I could make some albums, and I will. But yeah, it is very helpful for me. It's an interesting process, songwriting, because sometimes I'll be writing a song, and I won't know what I'm writing about until maybe I'll sing it at a show or something, and I'll realize, oh, wow, that's what that's about? So it really is interesting. I don't even know how to really describe the process, because it, like I said, it just does feel like I'm possessed.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you get possessed on the stage at UU Sound Space on 25th of January. And folks, even if you're not listening in Pittsburgh, make sure you do what you can to support live music and go out and support live music series wherever you live. Morgan Arena, how can people learn more about you and your music?
Well, usually just through YouTube. I do post a lot on there mostly. Instagram is usually where I post updates of things. I do have a website, which this year I plan on getting better at updating, but in the meantime, Instagram is where I usually update stuff, and then I'll post videos on there as well as YouTube.
Folks, you can find her then if you search your favorite place to find music. She's Morgan Arena, E-R-I-N-A. Hey, we've got another song picked out for the folks. Beautiful Thing.
So this song, it was released in 2016. This song is a rare one, okay? It is rare. It's actually a love song. It's a happy song. And it's about just being really in love with the person I wrote it about. Which, it's funny because love songs, for me at least, they morph. Like, when I sing it now, I don't think about that person. Right now, like, I'll think about recording the song or who sang on it with me. Brooke Annabelle sang on it with me when I love her to death. So sometimes I'll think about her when I'm singing that song.
You know, Morgan, I just think this is going to be so cool seeing you on the stage again. It's you really seem to invite people into your life with your songs. I think it's going to be a great show on the 25th.
I think so, too. I'm really looking forward to it.
And here comes Morgan Arena's Beautiful Thing.
insert a really nice conversation with Morgan Arena, who'll be appearing as the opening act at the Songspace concert on January 25th. And we are about to have a conversation with Chrissy Strong. I think you'll see that even though recovery is part of both of their lives and part of their music, they are very, very different about it. Okay, let's get started with Chrissy Strong.
As I turned my head around, I saw the devil watching me. His eyes were like flashes of yellow. Thank you.
we just heard Chrissy Strong performing Send Angels. And yay, she's on the phone with us right now. Chrissy, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited to have you coming to town, to Pittsburgh. You're going to appear for UU Song Space at the First Unitarian Church on Saturday, January 25th. It's going to be a double bill with a Pittsburgh singer named Morgan Arena. We're thrilled to have you coming in.
I am so stoked. You know, meeting Brian last year, he was just so sweet. I'm really glad we hit it off. Being around him is just amazing. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And the whole idea of UU Song Space at a Unitarian Universalist church with a beautiful piano there for you to play. Oh, man, you got to love it.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm excited.
Tell us about that song, Send Angels, we just heard.
So Send Angels was the first song that I ever recorded. It's about my usage and what it was like and what happened and what it's like for me today.
So you're using your music to get a message of recovery out to the people.
I guess it could be looked at like that. Sure, yeah. It was more just for me at the time. Some of those verses and sentences and words I actually wrote while I was using. So there wasn't really a thought of like, hey, this will be great to do this with it. It was just like, I just need to say this.
How long have you been doing stuff as a musician? And been serious about it?
Serious, probably, you know, 2022 okay. is when I started playing up more. Uh-huh. I got my first band in 2023. Anytime I talk about the band, I get really excited and my face lights up.
What do you like about working with a band? What do you like about...
Well, I guess I've forever been solo. So, you know, I've always loved music as a kid. I've always loved entertaining. We would have Sunday dinners down at my grandmother's, and we had a huge family then. When she was around, we always had Sunday dinner. And after we would eat, I'd say, hey, it's time for the show, Graham. And I would be like 6 years old, and she'd gather everybody together, and I would just dance around. And so, you know, I've always had that thing. I took a different path, and it preoccupied my time, but I've always loved playing and listening to music. And I just, you know, I got sober, and I would just play in my dining room and make songs, and I was always alone. So now that I have, like, some people to share that with on stage, it's like a breath of fresh air. And they're really, really, truly amazing gentlemen. They are gentlemen is what they are.
Do you find it's really a different vibe for you, the artist of the concert, if you're doing solo or with the guys?
Oh, yeah, it's a completely different thing. Yeah, for sure. We jam together. I don't necessarily jam on my own. If I'm playing solo, it's typically a listening room, and I'll share what the songs are kind of about. So it's more like stories.
What got you started with, like, actually writing songs? I mean, you'd probably been acting for a while by then and doing other things.
I did start acting not that long ago either. So everything has been pretty recent. You know, it's not like yesterday, but some of the musicians that I come into contact with, some of them are my best friends. You know, they've been singing and playing kind of professionally since, you know, kid, or some right out of high school and in college. I just didn't have that. So acting was in 2021. I started, like, just writing thoughts down in active addiction. Mm-hmm. And they would get lost. Some were, like, on napkins. Some were just on my hand. And, of course, a lot of things got lost. But when I got sober, I tried to remember, and then I kind of formed them into songs.
I think your music's been described, places I've seen, as both edgy and soulful. How the heck do you manage that?
I'm not sure. It just kind of, it flows. Unfortunately, I'm in a dry spell right now. I don't really like it, but, and it's crazy because when I look back at songs that I've written, I'm like, how come I can't do that anymore? They just kind of came out.
So you're one who writes from inspiration as opposed to setting aside 9 o'clock to 10:30 every morning to write.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not a scheduled writer. No, it might happen at midnight as I'm just laying down, or maybe I'm in the shower. I did get a verse yesterday, but I have nothing to put it to. And I was sweeping up spilled rice.
I can't wait to hear how that turns out. A piano banger about sweeping up rice in the kitchen floor. Okay.
Well, it had nothing to do with rice. That's what I was doing at the time.
I got to ask you, are you planning to play the piano barefoot at the concert?
You know it. I really despise having anything on my feet when I'm trying to play. I'm not sure where that came from either, but it just doesn't feel good.
Did you really teach yourself to play the piano?
Yeah, sure. I don't even think it was taught. Yeah, I don't still know exactly what I'm doing. Because I've been playing out a little bit more and I've been in contact with better musicians than I, now I'm learning different things, like different chord progressions and things. But I have a hard time naming the chords and remembering. So it's more like muscle memory.
To me, it's really interesting to hear you and hear your voice and how you use it. It's very powerful and emotional.
I take that as a nice compliment. I am a very sensitive, traumatized soul.
Well, and the piano's got 88 keys there for you to express all sorts of different emotions.
Yeah, it's a beautiful instrument. It's really just beautiful to look at, and it's laid out right in front of you. When I try to play the guitar, it's just like, oh my gosh, it's just, I feel like it's all scrunched together, you know?
We are talking with Chrissy Strong, but we're talking to her because she is coming to Pittsburgh for You Song Space on Saturday, the 25th of January. Hey, you better remind people how they can find information about you.
Sure. I have a website. It's ChrissyStrongMusic.com. I'm also a big Instagrammer, Chrissy Strong Music on Instagram. Same thing with Facebook. I have Chrissy Strong, and then I have Chrissy Strong Music. And to listen, you know, I'm on Spotify and Apple and, you know, all of those streaming platforms.
Chrissy, we're having fun talking to you. I'm just really looking forward to seeing you when you come to Pittsburgh for You Song Space. And remember, folks, if you're listening to this and you're not in Pittsburgh, go out and support live and local music wherever you are.
Yeah, support. We need support.
We have another song picked out from you. This one's called 24. Tell us about this one.
Oh, so 24 was written not that long ago. I belong to a group called Alcoholics Anonymous, and I was having a really rough time during COVID because there were no in-person meetings, and it all went virtual, and I just don't do well with virtual stuff like that. And one of my friends noticed I wasn't attending, and I remember him calling me. I was in a slump for sure, and he noticed, and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm laying here." And he said, "Well, what'd you do today?" I said, I laid here. And he's like, "You got to get it together." And I'm like, "I don't know how." He said, "Well, think of something that you're grateful for, then call me back." And so, you know, I did. I thought about how I used to live, like in a crack house. I remembered like moments of being in different crack houses and seeing people get pistol whipped and seeing people just dying in front of my eyes, you know. And then I remembered a time where I wanted to leave the crack house and the dealer saying to me, like, basically, he's my daddy now and I'm not going anywhere. And I just wrote a song about that. You know, so the song starts out, you know, talking about my daddy don't live here anymore. It's not really about my dad. It's about the crack dealer and me pushing through that and getting away from that environment, which was really kind of hard for me to do. Because in a sick way, I loved it and I was very comfortable with that lifestyle. So it was really hard to separate, even though it would seem easy to a normal person. And it basically is just being grateful for another 24 hours of sobriety, really, and being clean and clear and having the life I do. I'm very grateful for clean sheets and my dog and, you know, heat. You know, I didn't have those things for a long time.
Well, Chrissy, your story of recovery is really inspirational, and I'm so glad that music is helping you with that.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, folks, we will see Chrissy Strong when she crosses the border from Ohio to Pennsylvania and comes to UU Song Space on the First Unitarian Church on Saturday, the 25th of January. Thanks again, Chrissy.
Thank you so much, Richard. I really appreciate you having me on, taking the time to just be, you know, warm with me, being, you know, interested in who I am and my music. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, here comes the barefoot pianist Chrissy Strong with 24.
My daddy don't live here anymore. I shot him in the back walking out the door. Tried to keep me down, but I'm unstoppable. My daddy don't live here anymore. Ooh, and all that time I stayed laying down. Said he kicked me in my side and he pimped my soul out. Take this pain away. And then I cried, baby. Oh, I laid it down some time ago. And though I'm freer now, I still get sore. And when it pushes and pulls, I stay thankful. For another 24. Smoke in my lungs and dirt underneath my nails. Said I walk these streets over and over for miles and miles. Said I consistently tried and I consistently failed to set this thing down and rise out of hell. I said my is no. I fought for my life on a daily grind, and I fell to my knees in the nick of time. And then I cried, baby. Oh, I'm bleeding out and unsure. Strength to go out from here and give one more try. I laid it down some time ago, and though I'm free now, I still get sore. And when it pushes and pulls, I stay thankful for another 24. Ooh, baby.
Listen to Spencer and Raines play Gone Indian from their record The Skeleton Keys, which came out in 2019. Yeah, another track from that record. Let me tell you what's been going on around here lately on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program, depending on where you are. We just heard from Chrissy Strong, And during the course of our conversation, you heard Send Angels and 24. And before that, you heard from Morgan Arena. And during that conversation, you heard Are You Happy and Beautiful Thing, two of her songs. And both of these artists are coming to UU Song Space in Pittsburgh on Saturday, January 25th. And again, because I know this show is heard in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Kaiser, West Virginia, and Wilmington, Delaware, and Negaunee, Michigan, and who knows where else. I've even heard from a listener in Cornwall, England. Let me just say that you should support live music wherever you are. If you're in Pittsburgh, I think this is going to be a really interesting concert because you've got two totally different kinds of songwriters doing totally different kinds of songs about their lives. And now to shift gears a little bit, here come the Twangtown Paramours.
Oh, tells me I ain't walking right. Oh, and that's the hell that keeps me up at night. Gone too far that you can't come back. Oh, have you ever followed a star and lost your track? Has the wind ever let you sail? Has the train ever jumped the rail? Or have you ever gone too far that you can't come back?
Listen to Snow Sliding from Jimmy Bennett's recent record, Sunday Morning Sessions. Fortunately, I didn't do much snow sliding on my way to the WRCT Pittsburgh radio studios today. But anyway, let me tell you about the last two songs you heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program, depending on where you are. First, we heard the Twangtown Paramours do a great cover of the Jimmy Dale Gilmore song Tonight. I Think I'm Gonna Go Downtown. Then you heard Caleb Clowder and Reeb Wilms do Too Far Gone, and both of those are from very recent records. Clowder and Wilms' record is called Gold in Your Pocket, and the Twangtown Paramours' record is called The Wind Will Change Again. Well, I'm sure the wind will change again, but here comes our station break.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy,
all right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911. In the message, include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering
at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to people in distress when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
All right, kids, it's time for our folk rock set. And the first thing is going to be an old Norrin Greenbaum song from my youth, as performed live for you by the Black Feathers.
So how are your singing voices feeling? Was that confidence or fear? I couldn't tell. So we thought we'd play you a song that you would recognize in the hope that maybe you would sing along. Loudly and proudly. You don't know what it is yet, though, do you? It'll be all right.
When I die and they lay me to rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's best. And when I lay me down and die,